Good morning. Today we are going to continue in our topic, but in a different direction. Yesterday we started the topic of bal tashchis, wasting of food. And in particular, we discussed eating too much. So if somebody already was satiated or close to satiated, and he kept on going, that is a waste of food. That is bal tashchis, the food that was not necessary to be eaten and was eaten anyway. And so that is wasting of the food. And we said that if somebody just eats an excessive, extreme amount, such that it's not good for himself, that's also a bal tashchis on his body. So we could be implicating bal tashchis in two ways. The food is being wasted, and the body we are hurting. Today we're going to go in a little bit of a different direction, talking about food, yes, but we're not going to talk about the quantity of food consumed, but the cost of the food consumed. And in particular, the question is, if somebody's buying very expensive food, but can afford something less expensive, is it required that we buy something less expensive, not use the money in an extravagant way, or does it not matter? We could say going to a very expensive restaurant when you can get by with something less expensive. So we're going to start with a Gemara in Shabbos, Taf Kuf Mem, Amud Bey, is that Rav Chisda says as follows, somebody, who is able to eat bread that is made of barley bread, but eats wheat bread, which is more expensive, that is a prohibition, a violation of bal tashchis, of wasting money. You're spending more money than you need on food to buy more expensive food. That is not something that should be done. It's prohibited. It's bal tashchis. That is Rav Chisda. Rav Papa says similarly, not about food, but about drinking. Somebody who can drink beer, which is less expensive, but drinks wine, again, that is a violation of the prohibition of bal tashchis. Now, that's the Havamina in the Gemara about beer and wine and what type of bread, and if you can buy less expensive, the Gemara is clear actually at this point that there's a violation of bal tashchis. Now the Gemara in its Maskana says that there's no violation of bal tashchis, not in general. It's not making a general comment that when you spend more on food, there's no bal tashchis. In fact, there is going to be a bal tashchis. The question is if the food that you're spending more on is going to be better for your health. And accordingly, because eating wheat bread is better for your health than barley bread, and drinking wine is better than drinking beer, even though it's more expensive, there's not going to be a problem about tashchis. But if we didn't have that health issue that they are more healthy to have the wheat bread and the wine, then indeed there would be a problem about tashchis if somebody can buy less expensive food than they are purchasing. That is based on the Gemara. So to go back to the sefer that we were using yesterday, Eitz Hasadeh, he says as follows, Ha'ochel oshosim achalim umishkas yikarim. Somebody who eats, or somebody who drinks very expensive items, expensive food, expensive drink, v'yachol lecho v'lishtot zolim yoser, and can get food. You can eat, you can drink for less expensive. The implication of the Gemara is that there is a violation by eating the more expensive food or by drinking the more expensive drink. The bal tashchis is a violation of the prohibition of bal tashchis, assuming that that the expensive food and drink is not more healthy. If it's more healthy, go with the health. But if it's not more healthy, then why are you spending on more expensive food and drink? Don't do that. Now, in fact, the Sefer goes on to make a very important comment in parentheses or brackets, the talui lefi ashiruso ve'aniyuso shel hadam. This really depends. This isn't just a standard that we have. If anyone can buy cheaper, that's not the case. This depends on the wealth or the non-wealth, the poverty of the individual we are talking about. So in fact, the Meiri says as follows, the implication, Masha Sa'azarazo, that this prohibition of bal tashchis is speaking specifically to those who are not well off, that cannot afford to be buying the expensive food, the expensive drink. They should really be stingy. They should lower their expenditures, not spend on the expensive things. So it's not talking about, according to the Smeiri, to the wealthy who can afford to buy the more expensive food, but it's talking about to those who cannot afford the expensive food. And we see here that this concept of spending more than you need to, in particular right now, the focus is on food and drink, this is a subjective standard. This is not an objective standard that applies to everyone, but it is a subjective standard based on the ability of a person to afford what he is buying and vis-a-vis food and drink. If you can afford it, no problem, then there's not going to be a Baal Tashlis. So if you can't afford it and you still buy it, then there is going to be a problem of Baal Tashlis. So let's just build this out a little, what the concept is. So the Yosefer of Yesh Nochalim says as follows. This is a quote. Ki hamamon pikadon hu etzlenu. When it comes to money, this is something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us to watch. It's a collateral that we're watching. It's not ours to use as we so desire. We only have permission to use it for what is necessary for us, but not to be extravagant. And somebody who spends more than is necessary, is as if he is accessing that collateral that he shouldn't be taking for his personal benefit. We have these assets. We have this money that we have in our hands, in our possession. It's a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not a gift. It's actually his. And it's for us to use it in its proper purpose. But if we access it for the wrong purpose, then we are stealing. Vatili tenas adina. When in the future, we will be punished accordingly. And then he brings a klal. The general principle. It's not going to sound as extreme as what we just said. How should we spend? What's our perspective? What's our proper skafta on spending money? It should be something that is beneficial for us when we're spending and also beneficial for other people. It just shouldn't be a benefit for us. We think we're going to spend and spend and it looks great for us. It's great for us. I'm loving life. That's not beneficial for other people. They should be looking at you and saying this person is properly spending and not being extravagant. And it shouldn't be just a benefit for others. It should be a benefit for both of us, for us and others as well. And what does that mean? He defines it. Shetam dubazalamitsu. You should be in the middle. Don't be too stingy, but don't be too extravagant. Be right in the middle. Spend when necessary, but don't go overboard. So that's where we are right now when it comes to spending more or less, spending a lot of money on food that's expensive when we can get by with less. If we said if it is going to be healthier to buy more expensive. If it's not going to be healthier, then the prohibition sounds like it's focused on those who cannot afford, people who cannot afford the more expensive food and drink and they're spending on it. That is a problem. This is a subjective standard we're talking about, not an objective standard. Somebody can afford to buy expensive steak three times a day, and a very wealthy person's eigesund, enjoy. It's not good for your health, but there's not going to be a Baal Tashlis on that. But somebody who can't afford and does expend, apparently that is going to be problematic. Now, we will just end on this point, or maybe we'll have two more points. Yesh ma'arishonim shemavur mitvarav shedavar ze'eno isr medina. There are rishonim that it is apparent from their language that we're not talking about a prohibition, even for somebody who is not wealthy to expend more than they can, than they need to. It may not be an absolute prohibition, but it's an Eitzah Tov. It's an Eitzah, and it's advice by Chazal. What is the smart thing to do? So, in fact, the language of the Meiri is Amru Derech Ha'ara Le'ani Nitzamtzem B'toch Beiso Kama Sheyochol. Chazal have commented. They've given this advice to a poor person to cut down on the expenses, to not have high expenditures as much as possible to cut down. So that's really the concept here, at least based on that Meiri. We're not talking about a prohibition, even for somebody who's not well off, who can't afford. It is Chazal's advice to be very careful with the money that we have been entrusted. And we'll just end off with a psak of Rav Eliashiv, an interesting psak, and we're going to actually divide in three different concepts here. When is there going to be a Baal Tashlis, and when is there not going to be a Baal Tashlis? And this will combine what we talked about yesterday and today. So he says that Gemara that we started with, that somebody who can afford, who cannot afford to buy the more expensive bread, if you're buying the expensive wheat bread and not the barley bread, that's Baal Tashlis. And if you're buying the wine as opposed to the beer, that's Baal Tashlis. So it says, Rav Eliashiv, that Gemara that you're violating Baal Tashlis, ne'emru al achilas motara. That is talking about somebody who is buying in excess. You're buying extravagantly. And the example in the Gemara, which really wouldn't apply nowadays, is the type of wine versus beer and this and that. But we would have other things that are much more extreme that would apply nowadays. having very high-end beer, high-end whiskeys, single malts that cost $300 per bottle, and having the most expensive steaks and this and that. So that would be extravagances, and according to Rabbi Eliashiv, there's a bal tashchis when we are spending extravagantly. That is point number one. Point number two, he says this concept, this prohibition of bal tashchis, does not apply to somebody who simply has an urge to eat something, can't control it. They have a taiva, I want ice cream now. I want ice cream now. I want pizza now. Okay, that's not going to be a bal tashchis prohibition. However, and this is what relates to yesterday, Achmi Kol Makom, this isn't Rav Eliashiv anymore, but it's based on a Rashi, Achmi Kol Makom, al achila gas, if somebody eats and they've already tapped out and they're eating a significant amount more than necessary, then indeed there could be a violation of Baal Tashlich. So we come out dividing it in three. Number one, eating extravagantly, according to Rav Eliashiv, indeed, that could be Baal Tashlich. But number two is simply having an urge, a desire to eat something that would not be Baal Tashlich. But having said that, if it's an Achila Gasa, if you're eating way too much, then that would be a bal tashchis, that's wasting of food because you're already packed and you continue eating more. That's achila gas, extreme eating. That would be prohibited. Have a wonderful day.